This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. When someone injures another person, the Torah lists five categories of compensation that the Mazik must pay, and those are Nezek, damage, Tsar, suffering, Sheves, unemployment payments, Ripoi, healing costs, and boishes, payment for embarrassment. By the compensation of ripoi, the pasuk in this week's parsha says, "Virapo yirape," and the mazik should pay for the healing costs. Rav Chaim Moizer asks, we find an expression of healing by Hashem, and we find an expression of healing by Basar Vadam. By Hashem, the pasuk says, "Ki ani Hashem reifecha," I am Hashem, the one who heals you, stating refuah once, reifecha. However, by Basar Vadam, the pasuk says, "Virapo yirape," a double lashon of refuah. Why the difference? Answers Rav Chaim Moizer that when Hashem heals a person, it is a complete healing, a refuah shalema. Therefore, it says the word refuah once, ani Hashem reifecha. However, regarding a doctor that heals, there are times that the doctor can make the illness worse, and it will require a healing to what the doctor did. Therefore, the pasuk says by Basar Vadam, "Virapo yirape," alluding to a double healing, the healing for the illness and also a healing for what the doctor did. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the pasuk says, "Lo yisiso Hashem ashov," you shall not accept a fake report. And Rashi explains this lav to mean that the dayan should not listen to the words of one baldin, the pleadings of one party, ad sheyavei baldin chaverik, before the other party appears. Because by listening to only one side, the dayan will be forming an opinion without hearing both sides. And this is included in the Isser of Lo yisiso Hashem ashov, do not accept a fake report. When Rav Yonasan Eibshitz was a little boy, he was a great masmid, not wasting his time like the other children who were busy playing games and playing sports. When he was asked why he did not play with the other children, he responded with the pasuk in our parsha, Lo yisiso Hashem ashov, which Rashi says, "Shlo yishma baldin, ad sheyovei baldin chaverei." Do not listen to one side without the other. And Rabbi Yonasan continued that Chazal teach us that the Yetzer Hara is present in a person from the moment he is born. As Rashi says in Parshas Noach, on the pasuk, "Ki Yetzer lev ha'odom ra min ha'urav," the Yetzer Hara of a person is evil from one's young age. As Rashi says, "Min ha'urav," we should read, "Mishininaru mimei imoy," from the time the baby is shaken out of his mother's womb. So we see that the Yetzer Hara comes immediately at birth. However, the Yetzer Tov is not given to a person until he is an adult. If so, said Rabbi Yonasan, how can I listen to the Yetzer Hara to stop learning and play games? One is not allowed to listen to one baldin without the other. So how can I listen to the Yetzer Hara without listening to the opposing arguments of the Yetzer Tov? And since at this young age, all I have is the Yetzer Hara, I can't listen to him. And until the Yetzer Tov comes when I'm an adult, I'm not allowed to listen to the Yetzer Hara because I cannot listen to one baldin without the other. Therefore, I must continue learning and ignore the words of the Yetzer Hara.